This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. TeaPartyCommunity.com is where you can find me. I hope you will go over there and get signed up and bring your advocacy issue to that group and let us do what we do. Contact me directly. I'll ask you this. How many of you think you could get a hold of Rush Limbaugh directly versus me? I'm not putting myself into Rush's echelon, but I'm just saying. Who could you get a hold of easier? Who's talking back to you? Who's bringing you into the mix? Now, that's nothing against him. I mean, the dude's busy. He's earned it. I got no beef with Rush Limbaugh or any of the other radio hosts who are doing better than I am. In fact, I'm happy for them. I think that what we've got to do is we've got to find new fertile ground. In fact, I mean, I'd be lying if I told you I didn't want to get some of Rush's audience to listen to me, but it's more for training. But I want to grow that audience. I don't want to pilfer it. I don't want, I'll listen to Rush during his hour, and then I'll switch over to Sean at this time, or I'll switch over to Levin or whatever, which, I understand. I want that, too. But I'm competing against Rush, usually in the same time slot. What I'm getting at is this. If you're not bringing a new brand, a new something to the movement, then all you're doing, really, is you're just saying, here's my little take on the... So I'll look at it this way. Rush Limbaugh is the pie. And let's say that pie is 20 million. If Sean's got 14 million of the same pie, it's great they're listening to him, but Sean needs to bring new members into that pie. Same thing with Levin. Levin may have 8 million of that pie. Okay, great. They like it talking about the Constitution. But what they need to do is he needs to bring something new. If he's not bringing youth, minority, conservatives who go, you know what, you guys are too serious, I want something a little lighter, I want something funny that makes me think or whatever, which is what I believe I do, then shame on us all. If I'm bringing a million people of Rush Limbaugh's pie, and that's it, I've done nothing except be entertaining to that group. That's not our goal. Our goal is to grow it and make it bigger, make it stronger. So that's what I'm trying to do. I want to give a shout out to Donald Trump. On something he said. Doesn't matter whether he's president, becomes president or not. He says something profound. And I want people to understand when people do the right thing, say the right thing, something that resonates with me, I want to play it for you. So let's get that clip of Trump and what he said. I want to talk about that a bit.
Look, when we drive up to Yankee Stadium, we go through Harlem, all right? It's more challenging for a poor child in Harlem without parental guidance in a school that's falling apart than it is for some white kid out in Garden City, all right? And you say you can bring jobs back, but how, if the kid isn't qualified to do the job and can't do the work, I mean, you got to get into the infrastructure of the African-American community. Do you have any plan to do that?
Well, it is true, and it's about education, but it's also about spirit. A lot of people don't have spirit, not only African Americans. They don't have spirit in our country. I mean, I can tell you plenty of white people that go to college, they borrow a lot of money, they get out, they can't get a job.
I got to tell you, I love that answer from Trump. And the reason is, I've ended a speech one time, I ended a speech, and I said, I've been all over the world, and I've never heard of any other spirit. Now, people have been pilfering my speech for that for years, because I didn't get it from anybody. I thought about it myself. Now, I could be giving myself too much credit. Somebody else may have thought about it before me, but I've heard it since. Had never heard it before. But I said this. I've lived in China. I've never heard of the Chinese spirit. I lived in France. I've never heard of the French spirit. I've never heard of the German spirit. I've never heard of the Polish spirit. I've never heard of the Russian spirit. But one thing I guarantee you that people know all around this world is the American spirit. I wasn't trying to gin up something for the audience. It was really the truth. I lived these places, traveled in many, many other places. Africa, other parts of Asia, Europe. Never heard this. And so, to hear Donald Trump talk about this and say, you know what? That's what people are missing. It's the truth. I've said this many times, that young blacks growing up in inner cities in America, they're not taught to feel good about themselves. They're not taught initiative. They're not taught the things that would make you feel good about who you are so that you go forth and conquer. They're really taught how to feel bad about themselves, how to be downtrodden, how to not think that there's a way to get out. I can't even imagine that as a culture you would teach your youngsters this. And that's what we do. We tell them, hey, because of your skin, you're not going to be any good. And oh, by the way, that white guy, he's better than you. But then we go to the white kid and we go, hey, you got white privilege. You should feel bad about yourself. So we're training a culture of people to feel bad about the American spirit, about what is the greatest country in the world, bar none, not because we have newer things than Dubai or, you know, we're the prettiest or whatever else. It's because of what I just talked about, that unique thing that every other culture wants. The minute, when I was traveling years ago, the minute you mentioned you were American, whoa, I want to hear more. And when I was traveling through France, my French was a lot better at the time, but they would be like, where are you from? I'm like, America. They're like, your French doesn't sound. I'm like, well, thank you, but I am American. I was proud. Oh, it's not that lazy American French that you're used to. No, I actually learned it the right way. You know, things like that. But anyway, I would get asked, where are you from? And it was, once they found out, it was, oh, wow, what part? Dallas. Oh, even better, because they knew of Dallas. Do the TV show, the Dallas Cowboys, whatever. They knew of it. Let me tell you, 5 years ago, I couldn't name a European soccer team if you put a gun to my head. Now, I know one today because my little boy is into soccer and he likes Messi. I couldn't name a player, but he likes Messi. So I'm like, oh, okay, Messi. And I don't know who he plays for, but I do know there's Manchester United or somebody. But that's it. I don't know anything about soccer. But you know what? They know about football. They know our boxers. They know our baseball players, our UFC guys. They know what our flag looks like. That's how important we are. And it isn't because of liberalism. That's what they're trying. They have been sucking at democracy for years. And it's morphed into socialism because they don't know what a republic is. And it's morphed into this socialism thing that has bred nothing except contempt for one another. And then that's what Barack Obama and the left want. You got to be kidding me. I don't want any of that. By the way, I'll be back. I got to take a short break. We're going to talk more about these liberals when we come back. It's going to be an interesting day today.
It's Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Show.
It's on Hollywood Boulevard at a movie theater place that played nothing but horror movies. Frightening, the people that went to those things, man. It's scarier than the movies. You could hear stuff in that audience like, I remember when I cut off a head.
A liberal bumped into Kevin Jackson with his right shoulder.
They call him Lefty now.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Another hour of the Kevin Jackson Show, sponsored by my guys over at LandmarkGold.com, where I keep my precious metal investments. Well, I keep them with me because they send the money to me. You can reach them at 844-715-9411, 844-715-9411, LandmarkGold.com. The best thing I can tell you to do is if you've got a portfolio, 401k or an IRA, move part of that over into a protected investment. The government, I know it sounds conspiratorial, but they're coming after your money, guys. And I don't know whether it's going to be 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, but I would rather you have control of the part that they're not going to be able to confiscate, which is gold. So check them out, LandmarkGold.com. Tell them Kevin Jackson sent you, LandmarkGold.com, 844-715-9411. Limbaugh is catching some flack. I don't know if you guys heard about this. He says that the First Lady of the United States and women in general should be happy to be catcalled. You know what a catcall is, right? It's where guys go, woo-hoo! You know, that kind of thing? And women of today, the feminists, are like, he's objectifying me. That's what Michelle Obama says. I've been places where people, you know, like, catcall me and whisper. I'm like, where have you been to be catcalled? I don't know. I don't know. Let me just tell you. There is, look, I'm not even trying to be mean. There's nothing flattering about Michelle Obama. She looks like a lanky dude. And, man, in her early years, yikes. Now, to each his own. If Barack Obama sees beauty in that, congratulations to him. I'm not trying, you know, one man's weed is another man's landscape, as they say, right? So, fine. If he think, but in my opinion, Michelle Obama, there is nothing attractive about this woman. But she says she's been catcalled, and she didn't like it. She didn't like to be objectified. So I ask you, ladies, what do you think? To get catcalled, what do you think? You like it? See, I'm with you. I think it's an honor to be catcalled. If you're not catcalled, then, well, how can I put this without, you know, sort of, okay, look, you're ugly. If you haven't been catcalled, you're ugly. That's just a simple, I'm sorry, I have to just be brutally honest here. Now, let's reverse it. Let's say that women, who, by the way, can no longer be referred to as women, so we're androgynous. But let's just say that we were back in the time when men were men and women were women, and women catcalled men. You know what? For the record, and in full disclosure, it happens to me a lot. I know. What are you chuckling at? You don't believe it? But now here's the thing. I don't mind when women catcall me. I've learned to deal with it. It was embarrassing at first. But then, you know, finally you just say, you know, this is what God gave me. I cannot deny them. I cannot deny women the opportunity to do what comes natural. It isn't like they have control over it. See, that's the thing about the catcall. A woman walks by you like, yeah, a dude, he's not paying attention. He looks up. He's like, dang! Whoa! You know, that's the way a catcall is. It isn't like you can control it. I go in places and women just go, whoa! Whoa! You know, that's it. It's an impulse. Anyway, being serious, is that what women in America have to be? That's objectifying. But you know what? Making a sex video or, you know, going on TV in swimsuits and doing a competition for Miss America or Miss This or Miss Universe or whatever. I'll just break it down for you very simply. Women do all these things in order to get noticed. And then when you notice them, they're supposedly mad. I don't believe that. I just think that's a group of women who want, quite frankly, who don't get it. And so they have to deride it. They say, they decry it. They make it sound, oh, that's just humiliating. No, it isn't. It can be done in such a way that it's degrading, where guys are like, well, Jack, yeah, baby. Or it can be like, dang, whoa, whoa. You know, where a woman goes, yeah, I got it. Because that's what she stood in the mirror for an hour for. That's why she went through 14 different wardrobe changes. What's a dude do? We look in the closet, we go, this, boom. And at best, if you are a prude or metrosexual, you might try to match up your socks or find a spiffy tie. And I'm not even saying metrosexual in that regard. You know, like, it isn't a bad thing to want to, you know, keep yourself looking all sharp. You know what I'm saying? But that's what we do. Women go through wardrobe changes. Oh, they look in the mirror. No, this one shows too much tummy. No, it's not flattering. Oh, where's that one with the lines make it look like I have a smaller waistline? You know, because they have those dresses that fake you out. They have the darker, they have the white interior that's curved in the darker out exterior. So your eye goes, wow, look at that hourglass figure. When she's really a V-frame. You know, whatever. You get what I'm saying. But women, look, you spend hours on, you do your hair, you tease your hair, you get it perfect, you put on makeup. How long does it take? I mean, I know if you're good at makeup, maybe you do it in 10, 15 minutes, but it takes a while. You're sprucing the face, you're tucking this in, you're putting Preparation H on your eye, under your eyes, and all kinds of stuff. Why? So we don't catcall? So we don't notice? You spend 20 minutes on shoes. What in the world? Come on, y'all. We know. And so these women who are ugly, these leftist women, are like, oh, I don't like to be catcalled because it makes me feel objectified. No, it doesn't. You don't get catcalled. That's why you get mad at the women who do. They do. And look, I'm not getting after, especially conservative women, but I'll tell you this. It doesn't matter how classy you are. And guys are crass. You know, you get the construction worker, you dude that's like, you know, picking lint out of his belly button and looking at it because he doesn't know whether to eat it or throw it away. You get those Neanderthals. I get it. But even when they notice you, it's like, yeah, women. By the way, so do guys. So do guys. We go somewhere and girls check you out. You if you notice, it doesn't matter what she looks like. You're like, hey, well, it's validation. You know, I don't want to get with you, but it is validation. Thank you. All right, cool. But Michelle Obama wants to go out and make it look like I've been caca, I've been objectified, and she's saying this in Argentina. You know, like I've been treated less than a woman. What do you mean less than a woman? That's exactly what you wanted, especially with your ugly butt. It's exactly what you wanted. It's human nature to want that. Why do you think the bird... Have you ever seen these animals when they have to get a mate? And I saw this one day where this bird had to dance. This sucker danced for 30 minutes and the girl rejected him. Man, he probably thought of him. I'd have picked up a rock and dropped it on her head. He danced with his real feathers out and doing all this African-looking dance only to get nothing. We want to be objectified. What are these people talking about? Michelle Obama needs to just give it a rest.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Day 3 of the Judge Brett Kavanaugh confirmation hearings continue. Ted Cruz asked the judge about religious liberty.
Those cases are important, I think, because it's important that to recognize that the Constitution, the First Amendment to the Constitution, as well as many statutes, of course, protect religious liberty in the United States, religious freedom in the United States. We're all equally American, no matter what religion we are or no religion at all. That means religious speakers and religious people have a right to their place in the public square.
The White House is still looking for the senior administration official who allegedly penned that op-ed yesterday that bashed President Trump that appeared in the New York Times. Today at his weekly press conference, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan was asked about the comments.
That doesn't help the president. So if you're not interested in helping the president, you shouldn't work for the president, as far as I'm concerned.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm a one-trick pony, literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter when GEICO says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more, like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh la la, aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. Hope you're having a good time. Are you having a good time? My producer's like, you get paid to say yeah. Yeah, in fact, you make more than I do, which I don't mind. It's okay. White privilege. Anyway, I was talking about just the craziness of the world. Let me give you a situation that's happening in Wackademia. I talk about Wackademia in my second book and also my third book. But in my second book, I talk about it from the standpoint of how much money is spent on just craziness of it. Actually, wait, I'm wrong. Race pimping. I talk about the money spent in diversity in Wackademia, and that's what this subject is about. And this is from academia.org. UCLA professor unravels diversity sham. In the latest issue of the Chronicle Review, UCLA historian Russell Jacoby offers some insights into the campus diversity craze that are actually refreshing. And here's what he says. Jacoby asks, should all quarters of society demographically and reflect all other quarters? Why? Should there be more pacifists in the military? Fewer Indian motel owners? As well, Jacoby notes, inasmuch as academic leftists champion diversity, a certain irony must be signaled. For decades, they have poured scorn on essentialism and posited that all identity is constructed. After years of postmodern guff, the arguers reversed themselves. You are your group identity. Essentialism, pure and simple. You're your group identity. Going back to what I was talking about the other day with Dolezal. You can be who you want to be. You want to be, you're white, you want to be black. If you can get away with it. You black, you want to be white. Do it. As long as you don't tell people that that's what your goal is. If you can pass, pass, but shut up. Keep your mouth shut. It's funny how it goes back and forth, but the rules change depending upon the direction. You know what I'm saying? But they want everything even. Again, I was in California and, I bet you I was trying to find a hotel. It was packed. And five of the hotels we went to, owned by Indians. Now, I didn't go, this is an outrage. I think these Indians just don't want to let me in because I'm black. It was like, no. I just thought, wow, it's amazing how many Indians own hotels, you know, motels around here. And I sure wish I knew one that could get me in. Hey, Alibaba or Benji, whatever, can you hook a brother up? Anyway, he says, of course, he does not let conservatives off the hook. Although, even here, he does make an interesting point. And here's a quote. Conservatives say they are underrepresented among college professors, he writes. Oddly, they, or the researchers who support their argument, do not target student populations for disparities where the issue first arose. I don't know what he's trying to say there. says, of course, he dismisses attempts to track the imbalance of faculty of those to the right of center. What's next, the guy writes. A study showing English professors prefer shopping at Whole Foods to Walmart. He's trying to minimize the idea that in academia, it's obvious there's not enough conservative thinkers. And, of course, it's producing the very problem that's being created in America, but no harm, no foul. It's too difficult to read this story on the radio. It really is, because it's a guy writing about a guy. So I apologize in advance for that. But let me just get to the crux of it. The crux of it is that when academia is forced to study itself and look at everything that it talks about in terms of society, you know what it finds out? It's more racist than regular society. It's more classist than regular society. It's more misogynist than a regular society. It's got all the problems that regular society has on steroids. All of them. There's not enough black faculty. There's not enough black students. How could you get away with this in any other thing except government-sanctioned indoctrination? How could you get away with this? Oh, by the way, and produce an inferior product. See, Google, the reason why Google doesn't struggle with this as an issue is because Google looks for excellence. Google says, hey, you come in, we want to hire you. If you're excellent, you get hired. Well, Google, you only seem to have a lot of Indian and Chinese men, and you got a few white guys, but, you know, not enough white women, not enough, whatever. And they're like, okay, but you know any? But in academia, where the numbers are going down every year, year after year, I mean the height to jump to get over the academic bar is that of a white man jumping. It ain't like Michael Jordan here. It's Larry Bird, okay? Oh, yeah, I took it racial. Anyway, what I'm telling you folks is academia looks at itself and says, here's what going on with this, and I'm going to try to make sense of it. He says, nevertheless, he notes an interesting trend documented in a study last year. The ratio of Democrats to Republicans or liberals to conservative went from 1-to-1 in the 1920s, 2-to-1 in the 1950s, 14-to-1 in the year 2010. What do you think it is in 2016? You see that trend line? 1-to-1, 2-to-1, 14-to-1. Where's Wackademia going to be in the next 40 years at the present rate? Why are we funding this? And you know what I talked about earlier? Al Sharpton, Al Sharpton wants Academia to be free. So he wants you to pay so that we can continue to hire more liberal professors, get them tenure, so they can say whatever they want, do whatever they want, and teach that to your children. That's what they want. And you see the trend line. And then you wonder why I tell you, you got to talk to these fools. You got to talk to these liberals. You can't back down from them. Because when you're not talking to them, let me tell you who is. The media is. Politicians are. Hillary Clinton, every time they hold a rally, it's an indoctrination. It's doubling down on all these bad policies and trying to convince these in Hillary's case, the 50 or so people that show up, how bad we are. And in Bernie's case, a couple thousand college kids who are all ready. They're salivating. They're yeah, we can't wait. Woo-hoo, we can't wait to get the free stuff. And so when you don't talk to them, the politicians succeed. The liberal media succeeds because their goal is very simple, to divide us. And they've done that. What do we call Obama? Come on. He's a great divider. There's hardly a person that can argue that we are more separate now than prior to Obama. The only way you'd argue that is if you're just trying to make, you just want to be a contrarian. Okay, Kevin, whatever you say, I'm going to say the opposite. Because the fact of the matter is, we are more polarized as a nation under Barack Obama. And he did it. It wasn't like it came out of nowhere. Barack Obama started it. He started talking about black issues as if black issues were separate from white issues. I love it when they tell him, oh, Kevin, you know, this criminal justice thing is a black issue. Let me tell you who gets arrested in China. The poor people of China. The poor people who are put in bad circumstances, who commit bad acts. They get arrested. You want to know who it is in Scandinavia? It isn't blacks. It's Scandinavians, the Irish. You want to see some scrappy little poor people? Go to the Irish. The Irish will kick your butt, man, and take your wallet as quick as any black dude. That's who's being arrested in Ireland. It ain't a bunch of Negroes. This is not a black issue. It's an Irish issue. You know who the cops stump the heads of? They don't import black people so they can beat them up and go, see, Irish, we ain't going to touch y'all. We're going to beat up these Negroes. No, they beat up the Irish. There is no such thing as a black problem. There is a societal problem that impacts a certain people based on their circumstances. End of story. But Obama, the great divider, wants you to believe it's a black issue, or it's a woman issue, or it's a gay issue. No, it's not. It's an American issue that is more than likely, it is 99.9% brought on by liberalism and or liberal policies. That's the deal. They want to tell you, oh, it's a gun problem. No, it isn't. We don't have gun problems. We have stupid liberal problems because stupid liberals get guns. They don't obey the rules and they misuse, pardon me, they misuse everything. They're the ones who misuse alcohol. I talk to my kids. I haven't. My oldest son, he's 26 years old. He still has never taken a drink in his life. None of my kids. You guys will think I'm lying. They've never been drunk. Never. They understand the rules of alcohol. My oldest son just doesn't drink. He's old enough. He just says, I have no need for it. Very religious kid. Anyway, the liberals will tell you, it's guns. Guns. Obama's been, you know, he's the best gun salesman in the history of the Republic. And he's ruined more relationships than internet porn. The only person who may be challenging at this point is Donald Trump. Because, man, we got some people that are just dyed in the wool. You know, you say something negative against Trump. But I'm going to forgive him for the time being because I'm going to give him a chance to redeem themselves. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this. Keep it here, folks.
When he speaks into the microphone, his spit forms a rainbow. Millions hang on his every word, even the misspelled ones. He is the most interesting radio personality in the world.
It's Kevin Jackson on Blackspear Talk Radio.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm a grandmother, too. I don't have any jokes about it because they live with us and it's not funny. The hot flashes are so bad, I thought global warming was my fault. Al Gore has been following me for 3 days. The doctor, he said, you're going through the change of life. Change of life. Girls, remember when you went through puberty, they told you you were becoming a woman? You go through the change of life, they don't tell you what you're becoming. I'm becoming my father.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here, the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Go check it out. We got stories up there. We got our guest. You can, in fact, when we start doing more in comedy, I cannot wait because that's going to be a trip for you guys. It really is. Comedians on all the time, which we do. We have Tim Wilkins on. We're going to start having Brad Stein on more. He's with me on tour and many others. So looking forward to it. Anyway, I played that clip because it's no longer okay to be sexist. You're called a misogynist if you are. It's no longer okay to be racist because you're called, well, a racist if you are. And then what is it? Is it about ageist? Is it okay to be ageist? You know, hate the old people. You know who hates the old people? Just in case we're, well, while we're just chatting amongst ourselves. It would be your leftists. The progressives, folks. The liberals. The leftists. They only like their old. In other words, they'll take Nancy Pelosi or Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders or whatever, but they hate our old. These are the people who will put throw grandma off the train, throw grandma over the mountain. They will kill you to get your inheritance. They will kill you to get insurance money. You, shoot, if you're old, you're going to live in a home. You ain't going to stay with your kids. Your kids want nothing to do with you. They're texting while grandma's there. You see your grandma's, whatever. They don't care. They don't want to know the history of the family. They have no questions for their great-grandparents. They're just the old wrinkled people in the corner that show up and smell up that part of the house. I remember when I would see my great-grandfather, I would beam. I loved taking care of my great-grandfather, man. I had heard stories about him in his youth. And, you know, I never saw him in that youth, but he was strong when I met him. But then he became, you know, very feeble as he got older. And I so enjoyed when he would hold my arm and have to walk with me over to a bench when we'd have family reunions. And then we'd sit and talk for, you know, 30 minutes or an hour. All the other kids were playing. I wanted to talk to him. My nickname was Buck. He like, Buck, you know, and it just all this wisdom. In fact, the things that I live by to this day, I'm talking about the things that set my core, were set by my great-grandfather. Never forget, he said, come here, I want all you boys to come here. We came over, he goes, I'm going to tell you a couple things. Never want you to forget them. And I've never forgotten them. He said, your woman will do what you do. If you go catting around, she going to go catting around. If you going to lie, she going to lie. You going to be lazy, she going to be lazy. That's number one. And number two, he said, if a woman ever offers you a breath mint, take it. I swear, we fell out laughing. And he was dead serious. Oh, my goodness. Even to this day, it cracks me up. Papa called everybody over to get all the men. He called all the men. Come here. I want all the men to come over here. You too. I was young. I was like 14. And he gave me those words of wisdom. That man, the left, they hate their old. They do. Let me tell you something. Nancy Pelosi is old. But they want to pretend to be young. They hate getting old so bad. Look, I don't mind people. We want to do it. I stay fit. You know, I do that. But I don't mind aging. I understand it's a process. I really do. I don't fear it, per se. Look, I look in the mirror and go, dang, dude. You know, you ain't as young and pretty as you used to be. I mean, I'm still pretty, but I ain't as pretty as I used to be. If I was competing against my younger self, I would lose. Okay, let me put it that way. But I'm just saying, you know, some of these people, like Nancy Pelosi's face is so tight, if she pops a stitch, she will blow her brains out. You know she would. Her head would explode. Pow! She looks like she's 15 years younger than she is, but she walks her age. You know what I'm saying? You know those people that they can do the breast enhancements, they can do all the other stuff, the facelifts, the whole deal. But she still walks her age because your body finally just goes, hey, look, I can't handle this. That's it. But the left, they hate old people, which is why they are content to fool themselves. They don't want to do what old people do. You want to know what old people do? Old people enjoy a life well lived. They're replete with memories. They reflect on the old times. They love their kids, their grandkids. They cannot wait to see them. You know why liberals do not enjoy getting old? They haven't had a life well lived. It's really that simple. They're bitter people, caught up in getting ahead at the expense of others. Look, we get caught up. We want to, you know, live good lives and stuff like that, but not at the expense of others. Liberals are caught up in acquiring power and prestige. And you know what they end up? One word. Miserable. Okay, two words. Friendless. I have more words too. Their families don't like them. Their friends don't like them. They may have one friend that just tolerated them because that's another liberal. They're like, we tolerated each other for 70 years. They're fakes, man. The only thing they have left are their so-called legacies, and those legacies are frauds. I'm telling you the way it is. Anyway, there was a lady in 2012, Ashton Applewhite. She was invited to speak at a performance festival whose theme this year was so scary that friends of the organizer warned her she would lose all of her subscribers. She's a big-time blogger. And the topic was on aging. Yeah, it was on aging, getting old. But, as it turned out, the naysayers were wrong. Subscriptions to the festival tripled, confirming what Applewhite already knew from her work as a public speaker, a performer, and an author since 2008. She wrote a book called This Chair Rocks. It's an anti-aging blog. And she published the book, which is built around it, I should have said. And it's a self-described manifesto that she hopes makes people think about aging differently. See, the reason why the left, look, we all understand aging. And conservatives, I'm telling you, we are the ones that, they're the grandparents that are like, "Ooh, we can't wait for Christmas. We get to see all the grandkids and we get to see the great-grandkids. We get to bring family together." They're the ones that keep in touch. Now, look, I'm not saying liberals can't do that, but they do it so less frequently. If you see the happy family getting together over Thanksgiving and Christmas, etc., I'm telling you, it is run by conservatives. It is mostly conservatives. Liberals are getting, "Kevin, you think you know anything." I'm just telling you what observation. The government ain't going to take a poll on happiness between liberals and conservatives. If they do, it'll be a lie. You know, liberals are happier because they're all liberal. No, they're not. They're miserable people. I mean, life can suck and then you die for whoever you are. But with conservatives, we find happiness. We really do. We look for happiness until we met up with the libs. Anyway, the whole thing about aging is the same way the feminine mystique helped catalyze the women's movement a while back. And what they're talking about now is starting an ageist movement. Because the left, they discriminate against age except with the powerful left. Those are the ones. They love George Soros. But if George Soros were poor or working, man, he'd be in forced retirement. That sucker would be at an old folks' home in Siberia. Nobody would care about him. But now, man, he's their boy. You know what I mean? Applewhite says her goal is absurdly ambitious. She wants to travel the country trying to reverse negative stereotypes about growing old. Growing old is a fact of life. Get used to it. I mean, every decade I say to myself, "Wow, man, dude, woo." But I get used to it. I go, "You know what? You just can't do those things you used to do. You got to take it. You know, everything's different. It's just the way it is. But don't be upset about it, baby. It's okay. It's okay. God is good. And you know you're getting closer to that day. You know what I'm talking about. It's okay, y'all. Got to run. We'll be back again tomorrow."
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.